I'm David Hall. I'm the farm, one of the farm owners in Tomah, Wisconsin.
All right. And you're a dairy farmer out here. And tell me a little bit about your dairy operation. Let's start off with the number of cows you have.
Well, we milk 200 cows plus the dry cows, and we have about 200 head of young stock. I'm the fifth generation on the farm, so we've been here for quite a while and just grown up to this point through the years.
Yeah. So where was your family farming at? Same area?
Yeah, right here. This barn right where we're standing here is the original barn from 1868.
Wow. That's amazing. So there's a real family legacy here for you. How do you really feel, you know, having this carried out in your family for so long?
Well, I'm kind of proud of it. There's not everybody that can have a business that lasts that long, and so I hope to keep it going as long as I can.
Mm-hmm. So this farm, that your family farm, has been here for about 150 years, let's say, give or take. It must have seen some interesting history during that time. Can you tell us some of those stuff that you can remember?
Well, we live right next to a Fort McCoy military base, and in World War II, they had so many troops there that they couldn't house them all, so they were asking people who lived nearby to house these troops, and so there were troops staying in this house here until they were deployed to Europe. And in fact, the farm just up north of us that we own now was a POW camp for German and Japanese captured soldiers. So there's a lot of history in this area.
Mm-hmm.
My dad he was young at the time, and he would sell lemonade to the troops as they marched by, because they marched by on this road here, four abreast, about as far as you could see, both directions.
Wow.
And I don't know if he was supposed to sell lemonade to them, but they appreciated it. So,
yeah. And he did something else, too, to commemorate or to mark Pearl Harbor Day. What was?
Yeah, we had an old silo room, and just in the corner of the doorway, he marked, engraved on the wall, December 7th, 1941. And that was there until just not too many years ago when we replaced the wall.
All right. And so, and we're still close to a military base. We can hear some helicopters or something going over now, right?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
So that's very interesting. And as you were saying when we were off tape, that's part of what's so wonderful for you is that it has been here for so long and now you're part of that history too, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you did some renovations or added some new things, you said, about 1997. Tell me a little bit about what you built up then.
Well, we were milking 90 cows in a stanchion barn, and then we built a new parlor and freestall barn, which more or less doubled our herd, and really kept the same labor force just because it was more efficient.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know what, let's talk about labor a little bit, if we can. About how many people do you have working for you?
We have one full-time employee and then three part-time milkers.
And you just took me on a walking tour around your operation here, and it's a very nice operation. You know, it's very clean and everything's kept very well. But you mentioned to me why you like having such a small staff. Can you tell us?
We like to be in control of our farming operation ourselves. We don't want to be managing people so much as we want to manage the farm.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to you?
Well, I'm a farmer. I'm not a people manager, so that's why I'm doing it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you have just a couple of people who are actually working with the animals, does that give some type of a benefit, do you think?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The employees that we have are very good, and we definitely need some help.
Mm-hmm. So what if you were to tell people in California, our listeners back in California, some of the things that you think might be different farming in Wisconsin versus farming in California, specifically dairy farming, what might some of those be?
Well, the biggest thing is the winters. Mm-hmm. They're cold here.
Yes.
But we grow our own crops, all of our hay and corn silage and corn, and we harvest our soybeans for roasted beans.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty self-sufficient that way.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a cost is it to be growing all of your own crops?
Well, I think we can save money by growing the crops, but the machinery, the equipment costs are high.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been in it for long enough that if I had to buy all new equipment to start up in that, I don't know if I'd do it. But mm-hmm. since we're in it already, it's not that big a deal for us cash flow-wise.
So you really have to be a dairy farmer and a corn farmer and a soybean farmer and make sure that those crops are all going well, too.
Yeah, we're not just dairy farmers. We're crop farmers, too.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of extra knowledge does that all take?
Well, it takes a whole other set of knowledge. I look at crop farmers and think, boy, you guys really got it easy. You don't have to deal with cattle, but it's the opposite sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is there anything that you can say you think you like the most about being a dairy farmer?
I guess just being my own boss, being out here in this nice area, outside all the time, I'd be nuts if I had to sit in an office working for somebody else. So I guess that's the main reason.
Yeah.
And then it's just part of being my heritage. I'm the fifth generation here. I want to keep it going.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you.